The works of poet, performance artist, and playwright Luis Alfaro deal with the history, modern life, and mythology of the Chicano population of California, in particular in the Central Valley. He's best known for his trilogy of Greek tragedies, Reset in Modern Day America, among Chicano and Latino communities. Luis Alfaro's latest work, a world premiere play, Aslan, now at the Magic Theater in San Francisco through July 13th, examines the Central Valley experience through multiple lenses. On one level, it's a story of a man, Aslan, recently released from prison, who must come to grips with his own anger and the generational anger of his family and community, and somehow also contend with his relationship to his wayward brother. On another level, the play looks at the more general Chicano history through the words of various characters, forming a kind of backdrop to the specific story of Aslan. And on a third level, it relates both character and history to Aztec mythology via the characters' names, most of which represent a different god in the pantheon. Thus Mickey, Aslan's brother, is also the Aztec god of death, ruling over the underworld. His parole officer, Aguila, is the eagle, telling Aslan to soar. His mother is the goddess of the moon, his sister the goddess of fertility, and so on. It's a complex story that stretches back to pre-Columbian times, and tackling it all inside of 100 minutes is a Herculean task. What Alfaro does in juggling these multiple meanings is shift from soaring poetry to common language with jokes, puns, and contemporary references in order to ground the work, as well as entertain. This is magic realism, Garcia Marquez style, translated to the stage. When Aslan works, and it works most of the time, it's partly due to a very committed cast, in particular Daniel Duke Estrada as Aslan, Sean San Jose as his brother Mickey, and the mesmerizing Catherine Castellanos in dual roles. Aslan is both brilliant and difficult, entertaining and sometimes confusing. The play's strengths and weaknesses are tied to one another. The dialogue is both poetic and on the nose, the jokes necessary and distracting, and separating the characters from the gods they represent requires a few leaps of faith. But those leaps of faith are more than rewarded, and those difficulties pale in comparison to the work itself. This just might be Luis Alfaro's masterpiece. Aslan, by Luis Alfaro, plays at the Magic in Fort Mason Center through July 13th, and for more information, you can go to magictheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.